Ever.
Ever.
In 67 years of living. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm honored to have in studio. And I'm going to take the young moniker off. State Representative David Bowen. I guess you're young when you stand next to me. But you're not that young guy that... you said a teenager. How old were you when you joined the legislature?
I was 25. That was the county. I was 28.
Oh, okay.
28.
All right. Well, you're still a young guy. But he's the state representative, and he's also a candidate for the lieutenant governor of the state of Wisconsin. Man, let's go into why you decided to run for lieutenant governor.
And I didn't make this decision lightly. I had to size up what was at stake this
Meaning
election
what?
Cycle. The fact that we could lose so much progress that we've gained. The fact that I have the background and legislative experience and also in grassroots connections all over the state, being able to contribute to working in the party for so many years and ultimately understanding how progress is made. I've tempered my expectations from that 25-year-old young man that was on the county board, and then the 28-year-old that made it in the state assembly, and I've been able to work with my colleagues, even across the aisle, where you know we clearly have different viewpoints, but I do have the respect of my colleagues when it comes to dissecting the issues that are affecting all of us, not just in Milwaukee and in Sherwood, where I represent, but also all over the state, for us to really get down to the root of what is hindering the economic ladder for a chunk of Wisconsinites that need access to their American dream. What is in the way of us fighting to protect our environment, where we protect what we eat, breathe, what we hunt, when it comes down to protecting the voices of those in our communities all across the state and protecting our democracy so that everyone has access to the ballot box and we have elections that continue to be the most secure elections in human history. It's important that we recognize the things that we must protect in this election cycle. And that's why I put everything on the line. I've served 8 years, 4 terms in the state assembly. I feel really good about what I've been able to do, what I've been able to accomplish, the bills that we've done, the things that we've shifted in a number of issues when it comes to even in corrections with our juvenile programs for young people to get them back on track so they could be contributing members of our community again.
So what do you say to people who say, man, lieutenant governor, they don't do anything. They don't have any role to play. I've had conversations with people who say, well, it's a symbolic position. You say what to that?
I said, you're missing the forest for the trees. You have to look at the big picture. Ultimately, this is a really big platform, a statewide platform that gets a chance to be able to tout the governor's agenda, to help usher his agenda through. But there's also a really big opportunity to engage Wisconsinites and actually listen to them. And I've been doing that my whole legislative career, now a decade in. And it's about making sure that we can actually listen to the folks that we serve and institute the solutions that we know that we've been holding back on. I think back to the retired A.O. Smith Tower automotive workers in my district that still live around a 30th Street corridor, a section of a business park that does not represent as many jobs as that once existed there. And I understand how communities can progress when they have access to family sustaining jobs and opportunities, union represented jobs and opportunities for them and their futures. And when you size it up, There are people all over the state of Wisconsin that are still waiting for that opportunity, and we must be the ones to build in the changes and the mechanisms necessary to make sure they have access to opportunity.
You know, if the position is only symbolic, how many people are running for it?
On the Democratic side, there are three of us. On the Republican side, there are 11 or 10 candidates.
Wow.
Right? So, you know, some people might say your vote doesn't count. Then why do people try so hard to stop it?
Let me. So Lieutenant Governor, again, is going to be representative of the entire state, just
entire
like
state.
The governor.
Yes, sir.
Which means you are traveling all over this state. We can talk about the issues that impact and affect the central city of Milwaukee, and we know all too well, you know, the pain that's there. But what about the rural areas? Let's talk a little bit about, you've been to many of those areas. Let's talk about the pain that's being experienced there.
Absolutely. And that's when, you know, we talked
about before.
Which
means we all got this same thing in common.
Exactly. We have a shared destiny, and many of us will understand that. And more people are starting to learn that, especially as you look at infrastructure in rural communities. Water infrastructure is huge. For rural communities, and we are seeing a number of different things that are contaminating water in rural areas. We're seeing the lack of resources for road infrastructure, and we all are tired of potholes. We all are tired of crumbling roads. Governor Evers has been a governor to invest more in road infrastructure than previous administrations, and it makes sense because we need to replace this aging infrastructure. Rural communities need those things. And then also the great thing that when we talk about violence prevention and the statewide fund that we champion, the statewide violence prevention fund that Governor Evers listened to my office on and created that fund with ARPA funds. And he went to local communities and listened to create a mechanism so that they can create their own plans to reduce violence and the trends that they're seeing that are specific to your rural, suburban, or urban area. So it is important that we are able to connect with rural communities who many times don't feel like they're being listened to, many times feel like they're being skipped over.
You know, the pain that's experienced, and many people aren't aware. I mean, I'm not a person who's spent a lot of time traveling the state of Wisconsin, but all the things that I've read and continue to read about, you know, the paper mills that used to be, the farms, family farms that used to be, the things that made it possible for those people to live middle-class existences like the ones that in our city with industry used to make that possible. Those things are going there. The struggles that people deal with in our community with addiction, that also impacts and affects rural areas. Those, the educational system, the breakdowns of all of those things, they're all prevalent in across the state. They're not just in one area.
Absolutely. And as you talk about the importance of, you know, having a ticket for the gubernatorial race that can embody what can unify us, and that's the diversity, the strength of our diversity of our state, the strength of urban, rural, and suburban communities coming together to understand how we need to better be supportive of our families so that they can succeed. And as you talk about access to our economy at such a critical time during a pandemic is to ensure that we are getting the resources to small businesses. And thankfully, we've seen a really big investment into the recreation industry, the entertainment industry, and the tourism industry specifically. The governor has very much touted his investments to sustain a number of different entities, especially in rural Wisconsin, where they've taken a huge hit because of the lack of travel.
So a couple of things. COVID is on the prowl again. I don't think it's ever going to go away, but it's on the prowl again. And And so there are many people right now who we're not taking it as seriously, it doesn't appear to me, Representative Bowen, as we once did in this country, because people are saying they're tired of it. Our government has not invested the resources that it did a year or so ago that made it possible to track all of this and to help people who financially can't afford it with the testing and all those different things. Republicans clearly don't think it's that important a deal anymore. But even in this state, we haven't seen it yet, but it's coming. What are your thoughts about COVID and the fact that we still live in a society where people want to dismiss it as if it's done?
And I want people to understand, you know, especially with this beard, I can't stand masks either. Right. It irritates me to the core. At the same time, there were some things that had to be done to protect everyone and to ensure that we all were on the same page.
And that's not Democrat or Republican, right?
That's right. The virus don't pick you just because you lean a certain political side. And I saw mentors. I saw people I respected in the community that lost their lives.
Yeah.
To this virus. It is so important that we look out for each other, and I think it highlights.
So let's do this, man. Hold that thought. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. My guest is State Representative David Bowen. He's a candidate for Lieutenant Governor of the state of Wisconsin. We'll be right back.